Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is God Makes a Promise. The earth was covered with water for a long time. Finally, the water went away enough for the bottom of the ark to rest on a mountain. The earth began to dry up. Noah and his family and all the animals stayed on the ark for many days. When the earth was dry enough, God told Noah to come out of the ark. Noah's family must have been so excited. The animals must have been very excited too. It had been a long time since they had been able to run and climb and leap on dry ground. After he left the animals out of the ark, Noah built an altar, a special place to worship God. Noah thanked God for keeping his family safe during the flood. God was happy to hear Noah praying. He promised Noah that he would never again destroy all living things with a flood. God put a rainbow in the sky to remind everyone of his promise. Our story for today is a continuation of the story last time. Last time, Noah was still inside the ark while the rain poured forth for 40 days and 40 nights. And today's story, we hear about the water covering the earth. In the first part, it says, the earth was covered with water for a long time. Earth, 我们都知道是地球, was covered, 就掩盖。Water, 就是水。A long time, 就是很长时间。意思就是很长的一段时间，地球都被水淹没了。Finally, the water went away. Finally 是终于。终于怎么样呢？终于水退了。Went away 也可以是说出去了，或是回去了，或是离开了。在这里它的意思就是水终于退了。Enough for the bottom of the ark to rest. Enough 就是足够，足够让这个那么大的船的底可以 rest， 就是停着。Rest 也有另外一个意思，就是休息。但是在这部分，它的意思就是足够能让这个那么大的船停留在哪里 ？Rest。On a mountain, 停留在一个山。The earth began to dry up. Began 就是开始，意思就是是说，那个世界的就的水慢慢慢慢干着，干掉了。Noah and his family, Noah 和他的家人 and all the animals 跟所有的那些动物 stayed on the ark for many days. 他们还是继续停留在那个那么大的船，在那边再居住更长，要再长一段时间。Many days 就是很多天，就继续留在那边。When the earth was dry enough, 当那个我们世界的是够干了，足够了。God told Noah to come out of the ark. 天主就告诉 Noah 可以从那个船出来了。Come out 就是出来。Noah's family, Noah 的家人 must have been so excited.大概都很兴奋 ，excited 就是很兴奋。我们很多事情会让我们，很兴奋。在这部分，他们很兴奋的是，因为他们终于可以出来了，在那个船停留了很久，现在可以出去了。The animals must have been very excited too。那些动物大概也非常的兴奋。It had been a long time. 已经好长的一个时间。They had been able to run. 他们很长时间都没有能跑。And climb. Climb 就是爬。And leap 就是跳。On dry ground. 意思是说很长的时间他们都没有机会在地上跑、爬跟跳。因此一出去他们都很兴奋。After he let the animals out of the ark, 当他让这些动物出去之后， Noah built an altar. 他盖了一个小祭坛。A special place to worship God. 一个特别的地方来敬拜。天主 Noah thank God 他感谢天主 for keeping his family safe 因为天主保护了他和他的家人 during the flood 就是在那个淹没的时候水淹没的时候天主保护了他因此 Noah第一个反应就是要感谢天主。God was happy to hear Noah praying. Happy 就是高兴嘛，所以天主很高兴。Hear 就是听。天主很高兴，为什么呢？就是因为他听到 Noah 在祈祷。Pray 是祈祷 ，praying 都是在更在祈祷的时候。He promised Noah. Promise 就是答应。他答应什么？他答应 Noah that he would never again. 他再不会 never 不会了。Again 就是再次，他再次不会 destroy 毁灭 all living things 所有动物 with a flood.用水的淹没他答应 Noah 不会再有一个水的淹没来毁灭整个世界这就是天主对 Noah 的答应的许诺 God put a rainbow rainbow 就是彩虹就是说上帝把彩虹放在天上 God put a rainbow in the skyTo remind everyone of his promise. 让世人、世界的人知道他的应许、他的许诺。这个是给他、给我们做一个标志，他所答应的。所以在今天的我们的故事可以看到 ,Noah 很高兴、感恩、天主也报答。因此在我们每天的生活也可以看到天主的助佑我们也要感恩天主也继续保护我们降福我们 Hope you enjoy our story for today So until next time Remember Practice your English Share our story for today with your family and friends Goodbye and God bless